How are you doing, love? I'm worried about you. I mean, this is a very, very sticky situation and...
Wow. Rude. That was very rude and very unfriendly.
I mean, there's no need to be like that. I mean, I'm worried about you. And I'm the only one here who is worried about you. All the others, well, they're dead. They all died in the crash. But you know that. You know that you're the only one that survived. Sorry. I know they were your crewmates. It's funny though, isn't it? You know the way that you're still alive. The captain. You were responsible for every member of this crew, and they're all dead, so I guess that makes you a terrible captain. Oh, sorry, was that rude? See, that's what happens when you're unfriendly. And I was just being nice. I was just being nice. Because, you know, you're all alone up here. No one's coming to save you. You're alone. Apart from me. Oh, I'm not real. I'm not real. I guess that gives you an excuse to be a bit rude. I mean, I'm not real. So if I'm not real, what am I? Figment of your imagination. Coping mechanism. Don't you think you should be a bit nicer to me then? If I'm here to help you cope with it. To cope with the crash and everyone dying. To cope with the fact that you're all alone on the moon. Just like the nightmares you used to have as a child. Oh, was that cruel? Like I said, you shouldn't have been rude. Just because I'm not real. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be nice. Oh, you're sorry. Are you really sorry? Are you really, 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 really sorry? Don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe you because you've been mean and rude and very unfriendly. Oh, you're really sorry. All right then. I mean, you have been through quite a stressful situation. I mean, that crash was impressive. I really thought that you would be a goner. But no, here you are, alive. For now. For now. Because you're all alone. You're all alone in a wreckage. No communications. No hope. It's not looking good. It's really, really, really not looking good. Why did you crash? Why did you crash? Well, I don't know. You see, you're the one that said that I'm a figment of your imagination. I never said that. I don't know why you crashed. That's why I was asking. Oh, you don't know either? Bit weird, isn't it? Just the tiniest little bit weird. I mean, things do go wrong. All that technology. But, you really should have some idea about what went wrong. Was there a alarm? No? Was there an explosion? No.
was there a blackout? Oh, there was. There was a blackout. See, that's why you crashed. It makes perfect sense. What? How did I know about the blackout? That's a good question. I know about the blackout because you know about the blackout. And I'm a figment of your imagination. Oh, I said that I wasn't. Well, you are traumatized. This is all very, very traumatizing, isn't it? It is. I mean, look. Look. No, actually, look. Look at the corpses of your crew. That's traumatizing. Actually, don't look. I mean, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. It absolutely wasn't your fault. I mean, maybe it was your fault a little bit. But not because you're a bad captain. I mean, obviously you're not a great captain. Everyone's dead. But you are a good captain. So dedicated. So determined to make it to the moon. So driven. Driven by what? What a funny thing to say. But it's a good question, isn't it? Why did you want to be here so badly? The moon isn't new. I mean, Mars. Mars would be exciting, but no. You've always dreamt about going to the moon. And here you are. On the moon. Just like those nightmares you used to have as a child. Of course I know about your nightmares. I'm a figment of your imagination, remember? I'm a coping mechanism. I'm not a coping mechanism. I'm not a figment of your imagination, and I am real. Let me just reach out and touch your face. I can't help you. I can't. What would you have me do? Well, you see, I don't have a shuttle. I don't have a rocket. I don't have a really advanced paper plane. If I don't have a shuttle, how did I get here? I've always been here. Waiting. Just waiting. Waiting for the right person. Waiting for you. That sounds crazy. It does, doesn't it? Maybe you're cracking up. Only, this is so like your nightmare. And the more you think about it, the more you realize this is your nightmare. The nightmare you've always had but never quite remembered. As you live it, you remember it. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting a long, long time. I've been calling to you. Calling to you for years. I'm what drives you. Why you wanted to be here so desperately. You let me in. And I made a home in your head. I kept it tidy. I kept it focused. And here you are. Here you are. All alone. Everyone dead. And all because of that blackout, that damned blackout. You know earlier when I said you were a good captain?
I lied.
You killed everyone.
He did.
You know you did.
Because you remember it now, don't you?
You pushed the button.
You cut the engines.
Why would you do that?
Because I told you to.
Oh, I killed them. If that makes you feel better.
But it was your finger that just pushed that button.
The blackout.
Oh no. There was no way that you were going to die. Not after all the effort it took to get you here. And I told you another lie. You are going to be rescued. They're mounting a mission right now. They're coming to get you. They're coming to get us. We're going home.
Well, it's not my home. Not really, but it will be.
So many people.
And when I'm close,
I can get them.
Being so far away, been so difficult to get someone, to just catch someone.
Until you.
Oh, you let me walk right in.
I made it all homey.
I brought you right to my doorstep. And now I'm going to hitch a ride back to Earth.
How exactly are you going to stop me?
Oh, Captain. Come now.
There's nothing you can do.
You were never in control. You never really wanted to come to the moon. I wanted you to come to the moon and you did.
Because I wanted you to.
You didn't want to kill your crew. But I wanted you to. And you did.
Exactly what I wanted.
Now, Captain, I'm going to touch your face again, and you're going to feel it. Because I'm real.
Only
you won't remember that I'm real. All you'll remember is a figment of your imagination, a coping mechanism. It's almost as if you blacked out. So blurry, so indistinct. It's a miracle you survived.
But you did.
Captain, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. Something went wrong. There was a communications blackout. Something went wrong. But don't worry. We're taking you home. We're taking you home to Earth.
Why are you crying?
Why are you crying? Don't you want to go home? Don't you want to go back to Earth? Don't worry, Captain. We're going home.